Welcome to this Cyber IQ Weekly Podcast, the show that brings you actionable regulatory intelligence to navigate the ever-evolving world of cyber and privacy. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sarah, joining you today to discuss some very significant developments across the globe. This week has truly highlighted the critical interplay between upcoming deadlines and breaking news in our field.
Absolutely, Sarah. It feels like the calendar and the news cycle are in perfect sync. Let's start with a major development from California, which just broke new ground in artificial intelligence governance.
That's right, Alex. On September 9th, Governor Newsom signed two bills into law, Senate Bill 813 and Assembly Bill 1405. These are the first statutes in the United States, and actually anywhere, that focus on regulating the people who audit AI systems rather than just the systems themselves. It creates a licensed, third-party assurance layer for AI.
So instead of dictating how AI systems should be built or used, these laws establish standards for the independent organizations that verify compliance. That's a fascinating approach.
It really is. Senate Bill 813 sets up a framework for what they call independent verification organizations. These are the entities that will assess AI systems and models to ensure they meet California's legal requirements. Assembly Bill 1405 then establishes a state registry for these AI auditors, outlining clear standards for their independence, transparency, and integrity.
This sounds like a foundational step for building trust in AI. What does this mean for organizations operating in California, especially those that develop or use AI?
For anyone offering AI assurance, red teaming, model evaluation, or algorithmic audit services in California, they need to start preparing now. The registry is essentially a requirement for market access. By January 1, 2029, conducting a covered audit without registration will be a prohibited act. Developers already subject to California's transparency duties, like those under Senate Bill 53, should also figure out which of their safety framework disclosures will need independent attestation and close any documentation gaps before this new market fully forms.
So, a lot of groundwork to lay there. Moving across the globe, what's happening in the European Union this week that requires immediate attention?
In the EU, September 11th marks a critical deadline for the Cyber Resilience Act. Article 14, which covers vulnerability and severe incident reporting, becomes binding. This means manufacturers of products with digital elements sold in the EU must actively report vulnerabilities and severe incidents. There's a tiered reporting clock, an initial warning within 24 hours, a full notification within 72 hours, and a final report within 14 days of a fix, or 1 month for a severe incident.
And how do they file these reports?
They'll use ANISA's WIU single reporting platform, which also goes live on September 11th. This duty even applies to products already on the market, and it extends to software components and remote data processing solutions, so many cloud and software as a service providers will be impacted. Companies need to confirm affected in-scope products, secure ANISA SRP access, name a reporting owner, and integrate these 24, 72, and 14-day cascades into their incident response plans before tomorrow.
That's a tight turnaround. What about South Korea? We often see significant privacy developments there.
Indeed. Also on September 11th, the amended Personal Information Protection Act, or PIPA, comes into effect in South Korea. This amendment formally assigns ultimate responsibility for data protection compliance to the CEO. It also introduces a punitive fine track, with penalties reaching up to 10% of total annual turnover for the most serious systemic failures.
10% of total turnover is a substantial amount. What kind of failures would trigger such a high fine?
So, significant accountability at the very top for South Korean privacy. And staying in the EU, there's another deadline this week related to the Data Act.
Yes, on September 12th, the Data Access by Design obligation in Article 3, Paragraph 1 of the EU Data Act applies to connected products and related services placed on the EU market. This means such products must be designed so that in-use and readily available data are by default directly accessible to the user. This is a design requirement that complements the Data Act's cloud switching and interoperability duties, which have already impacted egress fees and lock-in since September of last year.
That's a lot of critical deadlines in 1 week. Beyond these immediate actions, what's caught FinCEN's eye recently?
FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, issued an alert on September 3rd, identifying nearly $13 billion tied to suspected digital asset investment scams.
This includes about $12.7 billion specifically linked to overseas scam centers, based on Bank Secrecy Act filings from September 2023 through December 2025. While it doesn't create new obligations, examiners will expect the alert's red flag typologies to be incorporated into transaction monitoring and suspicious activity report narratives.
That's a staggering figure. It sounds like financial institutions and virtual asset service providers need to be particularly vigilant. What about enforcement actions? Any notable fines this week?
A significant penalty and a strong signal from the AEPD. And in France? France's CNIL, their data protection authority, fined Hospital Privé de la Loi 500,000 euros. This was under Articles 32 and 34 of the GDPR, following a 2025 intrusion that exposed the records of about 524,867 patients. The hospital had remote access without a virtual private network or multi-factor authentication, demonstrated security failures that apply to both cloud-hosted health systems and their processors.
That's a stark reminder of the importance of basic security hygiene. Before we wrap up, anything else on the horizon that our listeners should be aware of?
Absolutely. In China, a new order from the Ministry of Public Security, Order Number 176, takes effect on October 1st. This expands police cyberspace inspection authority to include online patrol and remote vulnerability probing of non-critical systems. Also, in the UK, the Financial Conduct Authority's crypto asset authorization window opens on September 30th, and it will run until February 28th of next year.
A lot to keep track of this week, Sarah. Thank you for breaking down these complex topics for us.
My pleasure, Alex.
That's all for this week's Cyber IQ Weekly podcast. To get all the sources and a full brief on these stories, including the deep dive into California's new AI auditor laws, be sure to subscribe to the Cyber IQ newsletter. You can find the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.